Welcome to the Chilean Sea Blob Podcast. In each episode, I'll share a previously published short fiction written by me, Theodore Carter. The stories will slither in and out of genre distinctions, but will consistently stay weird. Now, let's get started with today's story. Lurking. You hear a bang and your eyes snap open. You are asleep and need a moment to figure out whether or not you heard the noise in a dream. Before you come to any firm realization, your wife gasps a loud inhalation and jolts upright. Seeing her, you realize you're awake. You remember you're married and that your infant son is sleeping in the bassinet beside the bed. Your wife sits up and turns toward you, eyes unusually wide, hair matted. "Did you hear that?" she says. "Yeah," you say. "What was it?" "I think it came from the living room, or maybe the kitchen." You visualize the rooms in your apartment and think of items on high shelves and dishes you may have haphazardly stacked. "Is the front door locked?" "Yes." "Are you sure?" "Yes." She stares past you toward the bedroom door. "What if someone is out there?" she says. "No one is out there." "Well, what made that noise?" "Something fell." She pushes herself upright as if doing so will allow her to see into the next room. "Do you want me to check it out?" She turns toward you and smiles sheepishly. "Yes." Because you know she's proud, you make a joke. "You want me to get beat up first?" "Yes." "If I hear you scream, I'll run out and save you." She pushes you out of bed with her cold, bare feet. "Go, go." You smile at her. As a child, you'd feared that snakes hid under your bed and that they would strike your ankles as you stepped onto the floor. You walk away from the bed quickly and move through the bedroom door. You know there is nothing in the living room, but it's dark, and you're still somewhat afraid of the dark. It is where villains hide, fictional and real. Dark alleys, dark corners, and dark living rooms should be avoided. Your heart beats quickly, which you find embarrassing. Thank goodness nobody knows. No one could have gotten into the apartment. You're going through the motions to comfort your wife, yet you can't help but imagine what you would do if confronted by a bloodthirsty brute. You make a fist with your right hand. You feel tendons and muscles awaken in your forearm. You could hit someone hard if you really had to, if it came down to it. You decide against turning the lights on, thinking darkness will be an advantage in a scuffle. You move slowly into the center of the living room and are relieved not to see anyone. Then you imagine someone hiding, waiting to leap out. You look under your desk, behind the television, and under the dining table. You turn around suddenly, thinking the space between the couch and the bookshelf could provide a shadowy refuge for a crouching assailant. You walk over slowly. You imagine seeing the dim outline of a figure as you move closer, and you squeeze your fist tighter with each step. You arrive at the shadowy hideout. Nothing. Nothing in the kitchen. Nothing anywhere. You start looking for a broken plate, for a fallen picture frame, but you don't see anything. "I don't see anything," you say. It's not loud enough for your wife to hear. Talking loudly would wake the baby. You're making this statement for yourself. Making statements aloud can help convince you of their validity. You've done this before. You remember practicing. "My fiance and I," then, "my wife and I," then, "my son." After a while, the phrases felt right. Again, you say, "I don't see anything." You try to calm your frenzied heartbeat. You try to relax your clenched right fist and stop thinking of it as a weapon. You walk back toward the bedroom, feeling guilty about your pace. There could still be something lurking in the shadows. You didn't find any telltale shards of ceramic or glass. You didn't look that carefully, but you don't want to be out there, let alone anymore. As you come through the door, your wife smiles at you. "Find anything?" she says. "No, something fell. We'll find it in the morning." "No robbers?" "No robbers." "Thanks for checking it out." "No problem," you say. You stand next to the bed, bend down, and kiss her on the forehead. "You're lucky to have such a strong, studly man looking out for you." Your wife pushes against you with her cold feet. You walk to your side of the bed and get in with a small hop. You stroke your wife's thick, curly hair and you start to feel better. Your heartbeat slows. There never was anything out there. There never could have been. Your wife lies back down and you watch her close her eyes. You pull the quilt up toward your chin as if it were armor. You watch the knob of the bedroom door and imagine what you would do if it turned. You have an iron dog-shaped bookend on your nightstand that could bash in somebody's skull. You could get to it quickly. Your wife falls back to sleep. Her breathing becomes deep and audible. The baby stirs. You hear him sigh and shift. He is also asleep. You're still awake and you split your time between staring at the doorknob and glancing at the digital clock on your nightstand. 2:42, 2:48, 2:57, 3:06. Your alarm will go off in less than 3 hours if the baby doesn't wake you first. You need sleep. No one is out there. You are sure of it. You close your eyes, but tell yourself you will keep listening just in case. If someone were to open the door, you would hear it. You would leap up and grab that bookend. But your body is getting heavy, relaxed. You never hear the creak of the door when you're asleep. You wouldn't know of an intruder until after he'd entered. You could dash into the room, pounce onto the bed, knife in hand, and slit your wife's throat. He could creep slowly toward the bassinet with a pillow and quietly suffocate your son. There would be nothing you could do. You'd only be able to say that you had thought the sound had been a falling plate or picture frame. You'd gone out to check, but didn't see anything. You had thought everything was okay. Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoyed today's story. If you did, please leave a rating and a review. Also, please tell a friend directly. Personal recommendations help a lot. My main goal with this podcast is to grow an audience for future work, and it'd be great to connect with more odd people who like strange art. I'd love to connect on social media. You can find me on Twitter or Instagram at TheodoreCarter2 or on Facebook with the handle at ChileanSeaBlog. This story and other stories in this podcast are part of my book, The Life Story of a Chilean Sea Blob and Other Matters of Importance. The book is available wherever books are sold online, and you can find links to all of my books on my website, TheodoreCarter.com. You can also find other things there, like videos of me making a giant cement eyeball or turning traffic boxes into robots. Music from this podcast comes from TMI Management. TMIMGMT.com. Thanks again for being here, and I hope you come again.